5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow, Sinatra.
Yo, what's up? Let me get on the mic. I got this hits off the streets. Check it out and click. It's your boy and your boy is back. So sit back, chill and relax. Cause word on the street is you got something proven. Tell Profit what you're doing. Baby D in the cut, she be like, what's up? So welcome to Hits Off the Streets.
Everybody got a story to tell. Yep, A-Z-I rap very well. So sit back, relax y escucha. El profe poniéndose trucha. Aquí contigo armando la lucha. Hits Off the Streets, I'm ready to groove, y'all. Number one podcast, get your groove on. Sit back, relax, get your cruise on. Earpiece and speaker is blasting. The director ready, action. Throw down another hit classic. Houdini ready, magic.
What? Huh?
Sup kid, the director ready, action. Throw down another hit classic.
Wow,
Houdini ready, magic.
Yo, 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 what's going on everybody, man? It's your boy, El Profe. Streets the Professor. You guys already know who it is, man. You guys already know what time it is too as well, man. Today we are out here in Tucson, Arizona at 8101 East 22nd Street. We are thankful and very grateful to be sponsored by Samurai Sombrero. Come and check them out, man. They got another story to tell and they will be on the program next week too as well with their own personal interview. But today I have the honor and privilege. If you guys checked us out on Facebook Live right now, they are here with us right now live on the podcast. Podcast 2 HODS. You guys already know, man. Big shout out to the Mediterranean Grill 2 out here as well. And most of all, big shout out to Truth and Humor, Tyler Harding, to Bacanora Danzari, to the homeboy Fernie, and to everybody that is tuning in and to everybody that is listening. Are we ready? Are we ready? Let's go!
Yo, what's up? Let me get on the mic. I got this hits off the streets. Check it out and click. It's your boy, and your boy is back. So sit back, chill and relax. Cause word on the street is you got something proven. Tell Profit what you're doing. Baby D in the cut, she be like, what's up? So welcome to Hits Off the Streets.
Yo, 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 muy buenas tardes, muy buenos dias, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in tune with us today. I want to say thank you because I got a very special guest lineup with me today, man. Today, I got the men, the young boys, the young men right here out in Tucson, Arizona. They go by the name of Springs of Iris. But before I bring them on to the program, I want to go ahead and thank everybody that is tuning in and everybody that has been in sync with us throughout the 7 months that we have been podcasting. This podcast is taking off in huge ways, and I am very thankful. But it would not be possible if it wasn't for everybody that is here to tell their story. Everybody has a story to tell, so come on to the program and tell your story, y'all. You guys already know who it is, man. Your boy, El Profe, Streets the Professor. Download your Podbean app. Go ahead and also check us out on all major platforms. And I want to give a big, huge shout-out to Samurai Sombrero for posting up the spot today, man. They are doing a lot of big things. Can't wait to grub in a little bit. But before we even do any of that, man, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce the panel of young men that we have with us today. And with that being said, this is Spring of Iris. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, kids.
What's up? My name is Darian Heredia. I play guitar in a band called Springs of Iris. By the way, these headphones sound insane. They're amazing.
They're dope, huh?
They sound so dope.
Hello, but
yeah, a little bit of background. I've been playing music since I was 10 years old. I've been playing guitar for a little over 5 years now. So met up with these dudes, make some music, and it came out dope. So now we're in a band.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Keep on going, y'all. Introduce yourselves, man.
Hello, folks. I'm Gael Campos. I've been in the band for about 2 years. I've been playing since I was like around 10 years old, and I play both the drums and the guitar and vocals in the band. And without Alessandro, I don't think we would have been here as well up to date as with this program.
Awesome, awesome. Welcome to the program, y'all. Don't be shy. Come on now.
My name's Alessandro Cortinas. I am the drummer / singer / guitarist for Springs of Iris. Me and Gael switch a lot.
That's cool.
I guess I've been here since the beginning. Little about me is I've been playing music pretty much since I can remember. I didn't start taking it seriously until about when I was 16, 15 maybe.
Okay.
And I met with this guy texted me out of nowhere, Gael. He was like, hey, you want to make a band? And then that never lasted, but eventually it led to this with Darian and Nathan. Speaking of Nathan.
You're welcome. Yo, Nathan, step up to the plate, kid.
I'm Nathan Bonilla, and I'm the bassist. And I've been here for about like 7-8 months now. And honestly, it's been a while since I've been playing my instrument. I've been playing for about 3 years now.
Okay.
I didn't start taking it seriously until I was like 14, 15 years old, maybe. Yeah. And it's been great. I love meeting these guys. I love playing with them. Everything about them.
That's awesome. Oh yeah, man. You guys are great, man. If you guys just saw and checked us out on Facebook Live, man, they did a live performance for everybody out there too. We had the cars passing by right here on 22nd Street honking. We had a couple people pull up to the back too to check out their music. So check them out. Springs of Virus. Where can they find you guys?
Oh, we're on all social media, all streaming platforms. Check us out, Springs of Virus. We have 2 songs out on all streaming, 3 weeks, 2 days, and Fun Times with the Rose and Hell. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, Darian, what do you play in the band?
I play guitar and sing and write songs, yeah.
Gael?
Drums and the guitar and sing as well.
Alessandro?
Same as Gael, drums, sing, and guitar.
And Nathan, what do you get down on, dog?
I play the bass guitar.
Yo, you should see this fool get down, man. His finger's going crazy, dog. Mad respects to that, bro. I was like, damn. Nathan gets down. That's what's up, man. So this is your first podcast, eh? All you guys are nervous. Don't know what's going on. Don't know what to expect, man. Well, we're going to get into it, guys. So you guys just sit back, relax, enjoy the ride, man. I want to give a big, huge shout-out to everybody out there on Facebook Live. Say what's up to everybody out there, man. This is Springs of Iris, as you can see. I am taking the podcast to the streets, man. This is your boy, and the program is called HODS Podcast, Hits Off the Streets, because this is what I do. Big shout outs to our sponsors, Truth and Humor, to the homeboy Tyler Harding, man, for all his hard work and for all his flyer work too as well. Big shout out to Bacanora Danzari, the Spirits of Agave, made for the contemporary woman. And big shout outs to the homeboy Fernie, the one that did our intro song. What do you guys think about the intro, man?
That was fire.
That's pretty sick. Cool, yeah, I got to say that too as well, man. He did great on that. And also big shout out to our main sponsor today, Samurai Sombrero. Come on, check them out. 8101 East 22nd Street out here in Tucson, Arizona. This is where we get down, man. And this is the boys of Spring of Iris. What do we expect for you guys in 2024, guys?
That's next year, huh?
Hopefully a major step forward, I'd say, in general of everything, in terms of shows, in terms of releasing music, everything. At least that's my vision for it.
You guys go ahead, man. This is your program. Don't be shy. Step up to the mic.
I know that we're currently in the progress of recording an album with Rodrigo Silva. He's producing it.
Oh, that's it. Big shout out to Rodrigo, man. That's a good dude right there, man.
Yeah. Yes, he played with my dad. He's also our manager, my dad. He was his guitarist for Santo Remedio.
Hey. Big shout out to Albert El Flaco Cordinas, man, right? Yeah, El Flaco, man. That's cool, dog. Respect.
Best manager out here.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. So you guys are recording an album. That's so dope, dog. How many tracks?
I think like 9, 10. And it's like currently in the progress because we kind of like write more, like that new one that we've just played. We keep adding songs, and eventually if we feel like it's enough, then I think we'll stop there for that album at least. Save the rest for the future album.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So how many songs have you guys written in total?
Around 12.
Yeah, 12.
About 12 songs. Yeah, that's cool. So what's one of the main songs that sticks out there that you want everybody to go and listen to?
I think our upcoming one, Unfazed. It's our most energetic song, I think.
For sure.
For sure, yeah. Unfazed, for sure. And that's already, it's in the process of being mixed and mastered.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully we're releasing that one as a single pretty soon as well. Yeah.
Hey, that's sick. With the video behind it or what?
That's the plan, actually.
Yeah.
If we can make that possible, then yeah.
Oh, I know a lot of people that would love to help you guys out, and we help out a lot of people out too as well. So if you guys need a video guy, we got it. All right?
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's what we do, man. We take care of everybody that comes on through the show. Everybody that comes through the show is family. You guys already know that. So big shout outs to everybody that is tuning in. Big shout outs to everybody that is listening. We are up, coming up on a milestone too as well, with 7 months of just being on air. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that has come on to the program and told their story. And this is great, having these guys on the program right here. Right now, we are doing it live in Tucson, Arizona. We have Springs of Iris with us, man. Nathan, what's up, Nathan? How you doing, dog? You look bored over there. Come on, get into it, man.
I'm doing fantastic.
When was the first time? When was the first time you picked up a guitar or an instrument, dog? What was your first instrument you picked up?
It was a trombone back in fifth grade in elementary school.
Orale.
It was like a little tiny elementary band.
Yeah.
Pretty sure lots of schools do that too. Picked up the trombone because honestly, it was probably the most interesting instrument out of all.
Okay.
I don't really like the rest.
Yeah.
So I picked up the trombone. I've been playing the trombone for about six years now.
Okay.
And I'm in jazz band with NHS.
Orale, so, congratulations.
Yeah, playing the lead.
What are you, junior or senior?
Sophomore.
Sophomore. Dang. This is the young one of the group.
He's the legit.
Orale. That's cool, dog. Hey, congratulations,
thank
bro.
You,
How'd you get involved with these guys?
So I met Guy Campos when I was a freshman. He was a senior.
Okay.
NHS. I met him in jazz.
Okay.
And randomly, he was a bass guitar player. And I just asked him, can I see the bass guitar? He's like, yeah, sure. And I just started playing that, you know, I started rocking out. He's like, well, he's good. And
then
eventually, I started off with a different band called Distorted.
Okay.
And then it was about for like a few months before I left.
Okay.
And then it was during August where they were holding auditions for a new bass player. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'll take it up on it.
Awesome. Awesome. And then you've been with these guys since, huh?
Yeah.
That's good, man. That's a good move on your part, bro. You guys seem like you guys mesh together really well. You guys seem like you guys have a good relationship with each other, too. That's really strong to have, you know,
Thank you, man. Have
a good, strong team. And not to mention a good leader behind your team, too, as well, because I'm pretty sure he teaches you guys a lot, right?
Yeah.
And he has a lot to say because I know he's not the quiet type.
Yeah.
Right? He's, especially tu jefito, dog. I know that, dude. He's probably harder on you than anybody else, huh?
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, for sure, dog. Yo, big shout outs right here to Cristian Flores joining us too as well, man. Picking up his bill over here at Samurai Sombrero. You know who it is, man. What up, big dog? Get on the kid. How you doing, man? This is Hormiga Familia, man. Big in.
Big fan of Hits Off the Streets.
It's one of my motivators. Keep doing what I'm doing because of this guy, man.
Yeah. Big shout out to you, baby. Hey, nice to see you. Nice. Thank you for stopping by and joining us, man. So where did you guys first start, man? How did you guys first start? When did you guys pick up your first instrument? Were you guys in band in the middle school? What was going on with you guys?
I started in fifth grade. My mom made me pick up... She made me pick up the trumpet.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really rocking with it at first, so I was like, all right. I kept playing for the school, and eventually I was like pretty good at it, and I started liking it. I was always, like, since a little kid, I always loved music.
For sure.
My dad was always showing me new songs and stuff. I always loved it.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. After that, I picked up the piano actually in eighth grade.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was dope. I still play piano. It's pretty cool.
Oh, nice. I love the piano, man. I played the trumpet, the guitars, the piano, and with myself every once in a while. Hey, right? Hey, se quedan estimato.
He's a very underrated piano player.
Oh, really? Hey, man, you got to get down, dog. They got some badass piano players, dog, in this world, man. Beethoven, you know what I mean? They get down. So, but you guys are musicians, so you guys are a different breed of animals, you know what I mean? And I respect that, especially you guys that are switching from the drums to singing to the guitar. You know, you guys are not staying in one place at one time. You guys are sharing the spotlight too as well. Is that difficult between two people, or do you guys already have that compromise between both of you guys? Sabes que esta rolita es tuya, you take it. Hey, sabes que esta rolita es tuya. You know what I mean?
I think that happens in the writing process.
Like, okay.
Sometimes a different person has a different feel towards the song, and sometimes it fits it better. And I think thankfully we both like admit it when it's like, you know what, it sounds better if you're on there, or
sure,
sounds better if you're on guitar, or if you're on drums, because we each have our own like different styles.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It just matters on like what we think as a band sounds better.
Okay.
And most of the time, we always agree.
That's awesome. Well, of course, you guys are a team, so you guys got to understand with being part of a team, you guys are going to have your differences, and at the same time, you guys are going to agree on everything too. But that's just, it's part of the territory, man. You know what I mean? So that's cool, man. Kudos to you guys. So how long have you guys been together?
Two years? We're coming up on 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years on May 1st. Yeah.
Oh, awesome, May man. 1st. That's great, dog. So what other places have you guys played at that sticks out in your guys' mind?
Well, we did a 4th of July festival in Nogales, Arizona.
Okay.
Where they have this, that's probably the biggest stage we've played on. It was pretty dope.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. How did the crowd react to you guys?
I mean, virtually, there kind of really wasn't that much. But, I mean, that didn't really matter.
We were the openers.
We were the openers. Okay.
So there was nobody there.
Yeah, but that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And after that, we got a few other opportunities, like a Nogales Fest, Nogi Fest, that's what they call it.
That was I remember that one. Yeah.
And then, I mean, a few places up here in Tucson.
Shout out Groundworks, by the way. They always have us up here in Tucson. They're awesome.
A great supporter of us, too.
Yeah, big shout out to Groundworks, man, giving people opportunities to come in and showcase their skills and talents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
big time. So, are all you guys from Nogales?
Yeah.
All of us. All you guys? Cool, man. I know I hung out with a couple of your guys' parents and party with them, too, as well. So, big shout out to you guys' parents for supporting you guys in a big way, you know what I mean? Because you guys need that support, too, as well, especially you guys are young. So how old are you guys, man?
I'm the oldest. I'm 21.
Okay.
I turned 19 this year in January.
Okay.
I'm 20. I turned 21 in May.
Okay.
And I'm 16. I turned 17 in September.
Damn, guys. You guys got the world in front of you guys, man. Literally, man. So you guys have a lot to learn. Not only that, but you guys have a lot to grow. You know what I mean? So we and the podcast team want to wish you guys the best of luck in your guys' journey.
Thank you.
If
so
there's
much.
Anything that you guys need that we can help you guys out on, we are more than happy to lead you into the right path and get you linked up with the right people too as well, man. So welcome to the industry, man. What do you guys think about it so far?
Pretty cool. It's
pretty fun. I have a blast.
A little unwelcoming, but it'll get there.
Hey, it happens like that all the time, dog. Especially, I ain't gonna lie, but especially where you guys are from Nogales, they don't appreciate a lot of music. You know what I mean? They're more stuck into the older generation kind of music.
Yeah.
And when they see something new, they get weirded out. So don't take that in discouragement, especially from the town of Nogales. Big shout out to the town of Nogales because that's where we're from. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful town, very historical town. But you guys need to understand, you guys need to get out. You know, get out of that area and expose yourselves. I know it's kind of hot. I'm getting kind of hot, too.
No, it's so cool.
But you guys need to expose yourselves. You know, sign up to every little event that you guys can. You know, get out to talent shows as well. I know Flaco will direct you guys into the right areas and into the right people, and you guys will shine. If there's anything I can do for you guys up there in Phoenix, I'll make sure to talk to a couple of people, and I'll get you guys up there, too, as well. That way you guys can showcase your talent, too, as well. For sure, for
much appreciated.
Sure. Oh yeah, most definitely, man. Sure. Big shout out to everybody on Facebook Live joining us, man. This is Springs of Iris. We got the kids out here, man, enjoying their time. And I say kids, dog, because for real, man, you guys are young right now and ambitious. That's just great. We reached that part of the segment and part of the show called Entiendes Mendes, and it goes a little something like this: a young man without ambition is an old man waiting to be. Entiendes Mendes. So Springs of Iris, man, how'd you guys come to be?
I think it started off with me and Darian first.
Okay.
So I was like itching to be in a band, and at first I was just a guitar player.
Uh-huh.
I never really considered myself a drummer.
Okay.
Until he sent me a text and he was like, "Hey, I work at this studio and we want to do a little cover band. Can you be the drummer?" And at first I was like, "No." Like, I said no, but I think like a few weeks passed by and I was like, "I don't even care. I just want to play."
So yeah.
I was like, "Hey, you still need a drummer?" And he was like, "Yeah. Please." So that started there, and then eventually it started with Gael and our original former bass player. They texted us and they're like, "Hey, do you guys want to make a band together?" And sure, and that's how that started, pretty much.
That's cool. That's crazy. And then you guys just kept on adding, and then you guys clicked, right? That's funny when everything just clicks all at once and you're just like, damn, this is where it's at. This is what it needs to be. It's a good feeling, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It took us a minute, but like after a few shows, we're like, yo, we think we're pretty good. We kept on going.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, man. And then every little show that you guys do, take that as a learning experience. You know what I mean? Every place that you guys play at too as well, you guys need to take that as like a practice. You know what I mean? And then once you hit that big stage, when you get that big event, you have already had so many events underneath your belt where you guys are going to be able to showcase your real good talent. You know what I mean? What you guys did right now for everybody on Facebook Live, man, that shit was amazing, bro.
Thank you.
That shit was crazy. That's awesome. And then the fact that you guys introduced a brand new song that you guys wrote yesterday onto the program, that was insane. I appreciate that, man.
We wanted to throw a little something like that.
Hell yeah, man. That was an exclusive. You guys already know how we do out here on this podcast, man. We always get some exclusive shit out for you guys, and I love every minute of it. This is Springs of Iris, man. Go ahead and rep yourselves one more time. Introduce yourselves to the world.
I'm Darian. I play guitar and sing in Springs of Iris.
I'm Guy. I'm also play guitar and do the drums and sing.
I'm Alessandro, and drummer/singer/guitar player.
Nathan, I'm the bassist.
That's awesome, man. Welcome to the program. Yo, guys, I have a really quick question to ask you guys, man. So you guys are just barely starting, and what have you guys learned from each other? What have you guys fed off of each other in order to become the strong unit that you guys are now?
I've learned a lot from each of these fools. me and Alice especially, we banter a lot. We're always, but it's always a very
educational
mutual respect kind of thing.
For sure.
We're always learning from each other, for sure. I can tell, yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I feel like I turned him into more... How would I describe this? I made him more knowledgeable in like guitar gear, because I'm kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
When it comes to like technology.
There's
so I was like, hey, you know, you need more highs on your tone. He's like, what are you talking about? And I think now he kind of gets it more. And sometimes he'll even tell me, and I'm like, oh, you're right. You're right. So I don't know. And from him, I learned a lot of like, I'd say musical thing. I don't know how to describe it. It's weird. Sorry, but like, musically, me and his style on guitar and my style on drums kind of click a lot.
For sure.
Especially on that new, and good example is that new song.
Yeah.
Like, I played that intro, like, I improvised it because of what he was playing. I was like, I think that'd be pretty cool if I did that. And he was like, yes.
That's dope.
Yeah, I love that intro, by the way.
Yeah. That's sick. Nah, you guys are dope, man. Yo, so how about you guys, man? What do you guys, the energy that you guys have as a band, like, how do you guys feed off of each other? What is it that you guys feed off of each other?
Take this one, Gael.
I don't know. I just, it's a weird thing. Because for me, example, I'm a bit shy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I stutter a lot. No, it's not just for this, just like in general. But like, going on stage, it's like...
You transform.
Like, it's kind of like an actor, what they do. I want to become someone different. You know?
Of course.
Like I do shit that I don't like. I don't know. I wouldn't do.
Yeah. For me, energetically, I always feed off of his stage presence, because on stage he's like an animal. He's doing whatever.
Yeah. I could tell the difference from here to there, dog. Yeah.
And it works for all of us. I see like Alice notice him like going off too, and he'll get a little more hyped up and shit. It's an alley-oop, bro. It's always an alley-oop.
I do weird things with them. I draw a lot of inspiration from punk bands like
awesome
Ramones and all those guys.
Okay,
so I usually try to bring that, and like other like newer artists, like, you know, the Arch Monkeys, Paramore, like those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I try to like, you know, like get that in me.
Yeah.
So, and then I hope I'll put with these guys.
Implement it, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I like the energy that you guys bring, you know what I mean? You guys bring a lot of energy to your show. You guys bring a lot of energy to your music and your lyrics, too, you know what I mean? You guys have good writing ability, which is really important.
Oh, I appreciate that a
lot. Yeah. Oh, so you're the writer of the group, or what?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope, dog. That's dope. And do any of you guys write, too, as well?
I've written a couple of songs.
They also write. Don't let them play their writing skills down.
Yeah.
They've written good songs.
That's dope, man. It takes a team, you know, team effort, and yes. The fact that you guys are a good team together, it makes a big difference too as well. You know what I mean? What are some of the bands growing up for you guys that inspired you guys to be musicians, or what artists inspired you guys, or even a mom and dad inspired you guys to pick up an instrument?
I got a lot of music taste from my mom and dad, the band that really made me want to pick the Beatles, they made me want to get a guitar and start making music, and just other bands like along the way. I heard like Queen, the Monkees, Strokes, White Stripes, all those guys, all the energetic guys.
I just wanted to be one of the Strokes.
Yeah,
part of the Strokes.
Hey, that's a dope band, bro.
And other stuff like hip hop too, like that's also a big
influence on you guys.
Like all the old stuff.
Awesome.
Obviously, my dad and my grandpa were very well-known and respected musicians. I feel like my taste of music is like a combination of my dad and my mom's.
Awesome.
So I like a lot of, I love Incubus. Incubus all the way. Incubus, Porcupine Tree, Hum. I feel like I take a little bit of all of those guys and just implement it in my own way.
Awesome.
So yeah, definitely those three. That's dope.
For you, Nathan?
Mainly from my grandparents or my grandpa.
Okay.
He was a classical musician on the guitar.
Okay.
And, you know, one day he came up to me when I was a lot smaller. He's like, you should play the guitar someday. I'm like, no, maybe I'll think about it, grandpa. Here I am. Mainly heavier stuff.
Yeah. Who's your favorite band, Dai?
Maybe Slipknot.
Hey, good answer, Doug. Very good answer. That's what we listened to when we were growing up too. Slipknot, you know, the early 90s. I love System of a Down. I love Disturbed. You know, I love Tool. Yeah. I love all those bands, man. Those are very fiery ass bands.
Tool is crazy.
Yeah, Doug.
some of those times.
I just did their concert about a month and a half ago. So they put on a good show. I got to see them two times. One day on Friday, and the next day on Saturday. So they put on a dope show, man. Stage presence is really important, especially for a band, you know, because there's a lot of bands that just stand there, but you guys are all over the place. So what do you think is good feedback from the crowd that you guys give to them?
They just start like moving with us.
Yeah, exactly. They see crazy stuff. They see us doing like having a good time and enjoying ourselves, and like we're always like pushing each other and stuff.
Yeah.
And they get riled up. It's cool. It's so dope.
That's cool. And what else is going on with you guys, man, in your mind, man? How do you guys see yourselves already with from the beginning to where you guys are at right now?
I think it's been a drastic growth from when we started.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, like
it was nice meeting y'all, man. I heard you guys did good. The owner was good. And brother Familia, hopefully we'll work with you guys sooner or later. I was talking to your manager. I believe there's a manager.
We're thinking about bringing you guys to the shows as well with us.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, man.
That's what's up. All right, Chris. Later, Doc. Yeah, hey, man. See, that's how it is, man. We network, man. That's what we're all about, man. I'll get at you later, Doc. So, back to the question, man.
What was the question?
Like our growth.
Oh, yeah.
Progress.
I was watching a few videos back then when he had our very first show. It was in his backyard.
It was in my backyard.
Yeah. We invited. We made this because like we're like there's no place to play
right there on Western.
Yeah.
No. Rio Rico.
It was in Rio Rico. Yeah.
And I was watching a few videos, like, damn, we were very young, kind of inexperienced. We had to borrow a lot of our gear from other people. That was very annoying. Thank God we have money. Well, not a lot, but we have money.
We have what we worked for.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I think by the time we started that band, the oldest member was like 19, which is me right now.
Yeah.
And I was 16, 17, yeah. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, I was 19 when we started.
And our voices were very, like, we didn't master the presence. We were very still and
awkward. You guys were fresh, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing I like about those videos. That's why I like to learn from it. Like,
of course,
I watch and like, I should have done that. You know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm gonna do this next time. And that's why I appreciate the videos the most, because it's like a teaching.
Yeah, thing. It's learning.
I could do this and not do this. You know?
For sure.
Like, I could point at someone, I could, you know, just not just be like some like still like bastard right there with the guitar.
Yeah.
So
what do you guys like most about being on stage, man?
It's just fun.
It's so fun.
The girls.
It's
just
the girls. I like that too. Yeah, the girls.
No comment.
No, you got to comment, dog, man. Because if you don't take care of the ladies, man, trust me, dude.
I think for me, it's I think for me, it's, I don't know, like, when I listen to some of the bands I really like, I me quedo like, a la madre. Like, I want to, it inspires me, and I just, I hope I can do that for someone out there.
For sure.
Even if it's just one person.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough.
Yeah.
For me.
Hey, that's good to say, though, too, because if you touch one person in the room, you've made a difference in their life, you know what I mean? And they're going to go back and say, hey, man, you guys need to listen to this band that I just heard, Spring of Iris, man. And then it just goes on like a virus, actually. It feeds off of everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the dope thing about it, man. How about for you guys?
On stage, it's just the energy is always insane. It's so much fun just being up there, too, like just having fun with your friends, playing some music.
For sure.
And then when other people enjoy it, I thrive off of that. It's real nice. It's real fun.
That's dope. Yo, what's up, Doc? Getting hot?
Yeah.
It's all right, dude. Trust me. This ain't hot. Trust me. Come up to Phoenix with me and deliver some mail in 137 degrees. I'll tell you what hot is. So, yo, guys, we're in Tucson, Arizona, man. I want to give a big shout-out to Samurai Sombrero for hosting us this evening and being the main sponsor of the program. But I also want to give a huge big shout-out to these guys right here, Darian, Gael, Alessandro, and Nathan. These guys are Spring of Iris. And I also want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's joining us on Facebook Live, too, as well. Thank you, guys, for your time. Thank you, guys, for driving up here and being a part of this program. It's an honor to have you guys, especially knowing that I know your guys' parents. They're probably really proud of you guys too with all that you guys have accomplished, you know.
Thank
what
you,
I mean,
man.
And not only that, the more of this, more of the things that you guys got in store, especially for the future, you know. You guys got a brand new EP that you guys are working on, you know. You guys are going getting onto some shows. We're gonna bring you on some shows too as well. But
awesome.
it's a great experience to have. And I wish you guys the best of luck in everything that you guys do. You know what I mean? This is your boy, man, El Profe, Streets the Professor. Check out the Hits Off the Streets podcast on all major platforms. Also, download your Podbean app and get in tune with us. This is Springs of Virus, man. Tell them where they can find you guys.
All social medias. We're on all streaming services. Check us out. We have 2 songs out so far. About to release another one.
Springs of Virus on Instagram, Facebook, pretty much everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. Do you guys want to give out your guys' personal information, your personal IGs, your personal Facebooks? Now's the time. If you guys don't, it's cool.
Yeah, sure. I do it.
Go ahead.
I don't know. What's my thing?
Your personal
Instagram? On Instagram, I'm the official Gael Campos.
The official. So
it's just that. It's
mine, yeah, is just
follow me if you want.
El Darian with the X instead of an A. There you go.
Alice_627.
Nathan, you got one?
And Bonilla 158.
Hey, that's what's up, dog. So did all you guys go to the same high school in Nogales or Rio Rico or what?
All of us went to Nogales High School.
At one point, yeah. At one point.
Yeah.
I went to NHS my freshman year, and then I went to Pearson.
I graduated
at Pearson.
Oh, that's cool, though. Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you guys get that little paper, man, that's all that matters. You know what I mean? Yeah. School's really important, and that's what we want to tell everybody. Stay in school, you know what I mean? There's a lot of factors that we have living on the frontera that we can get into a lot of trouble, and you guys just try to stay away from all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And be the better people out there. Be motivators, be educators, you know. And you guys are doing such a great job right now with your band and everything too as well. So tell us a little bit about Springs of Iris. How did that name come to be? What did you guys see in that name, and how did you guys patent it?
So with the name, I'll just be honest, I really forgot how it came to be. But I know it was our old friend, our old bass player, I don't know what he said. I think there's that shampoo. What's it called?
Yeah,
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring. And then it's because, like, we had many different. It's because all the names we had before we didn't like.
Yeah.
We got trashed on for one of them. And they promote, like, he was like saying all these names and Springs of Iris. I didn't like it at first.
No.
But then my friends convinced me. He was like, yo, that's not bad.
Stevie had told, like, first mentioned it to me. And, like, one day we were driving, I think, home from practice.
Yeah.
He mentioned it to me in the car. I was like, oh, that's pretty hard, bro. But then I forgot, like, 2 minutes later. And he said it again in practice. And I was like, wait, yeah, that's true. That was dope.
I know there was a backstory to it, but I forgot. Like, an actual, like,
I don't know the story that
was. It was, like, something with flowers. And, yeah, we kept that name. And, yeah.
And then go from there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Like, no going back.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So when's your guys' next gig?
We have one in Nogales, Sonora.
Yeah, next Sunday.
March 17th.
Yeah. Sunday. Where are you guys going to be performing at?
Plaza Miguel Hidalgo.
Okay.
Right there in Nogales, Sonora.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little talent show thing that they got going on.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. That's cool. Is it just talent for music or talent for everybody?
I think it's a whole art festival.
An art
with
festival.
With a little talent show going.
No, yeah, I think it's like a whole art, just an arts and music event thingy.
Oh, awesome.
But it's cool. I know a lot of people. We know a lot of the people playing there.
Okay.
And we started playing with them too. Like at the, like in Nogales,
uh-huh.
When we started branching out from, because we had to make, at the beginning, we had to make our own shows. Nobody wanted us to play. But then they started inviting us, and that was cool.
That's awesome.
So yeah. That's going to be our first show in Sonora.
Mexico. Awesome. Hey, so man. They a lot of people out there in Sonora love the style of music that you guys have. You know what I mean? And they embrace it, too. That's what I'm saying. It's just a pueblito that does not die, but it's all right. It'll get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Nathan, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you hungry? What are you looking at? Which sushi roll are you looking at?
California roll right there.
Right? Hey. You guys like sushi?
Yep.
I love sushi.
Yeah, yeah. Big sushi fan, huh?
Yo no puedo.
No?
I'll die if I eat sushi. I'm allergic to seafood.
Really? Oh, no. That sucks. I will eat it for you.
That's fine. Yeah.
Me compras uno, Alex.
Yeah, no doubt. No,
tú lo pagas, bro. Un pago.
Yo, so if there's one thing that you guys would like the crowd, your fans, to know about you guys, what would it be?
Good question.
About us?
It could be personal or it could be about the band, you know?
I just like them to know that we're having fun up there. Just we're enjoying ourselves. Nothing. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
It's just we're just having a good time, and if people like it, then that's dope.
Yeah, I don't know. Just thank you. But it's a lot of fun, and thanks to all the homies that always has supported us from the beginning.
Yeah, the day ones, man. Big shout out to all the day ones. Those are the ones that are important because those are the ones that are always going to be coming around all the time and showing support. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. So you guys ever play for them back home? Like, hey, you guys, we're going to give you guys a free show. Come on through, you know.
Nogales?
Yeah.
We had
shows were always free.
Oh, yeah.
We never tried. The last one we had in Nogales was, we did a little New Year's gig. It was around my house by IHOP.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so we just invited everyone. It was very fun.
That's cool.
Nice. And every now and then we'd like to play there at the Hilltop, which is an art gallery in Nogales.
Okay, yo. So how many times have you guys performed at the Hilltop Art Gallery down there?
Like, a full band with, like, electrics, like maybe once, twice.
A few times.
Like, twice. And then they used to have a thing, like,
every month.
Every month, once every month, you'd have, like, an acoustic set. Anyone could come by, and it was like a...
It was an open mic.
Yeah, thank you.
An open mic, yeah. And we'd always
so
go.
So talk about your experience there.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd always... that place was super welcoming at first.
Yeah.
They were always cool to help us out and stuff.
Okay.
Get us gigs.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Nefties.
Big shout out to Nefties.
Yeah.
She gets down, man. She supports
a
lot.
She would organize those. So yeah, thanks to her for letting us play there.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Nefties has a big part in the community, and she also has a big part in the community in Nogales, Sonora too as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So she does a lot for our community. So big shout outs to Nefties. If you guys have not heard her program on our program, check it out. Beauty and Brains. We talk about hip hop, we talk about family, we talk about graffiti. Yo, it's a great conversation. This is your boy, man, the Profe. Streets the Professor. We're out here in Tucson, Arizona, repping big time with Springs of Virus. Go ahead and rep yourselves, y'all.
Springs of Virus. On Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, all that place.
Check it out.
Yes.
Yo, big shout outs to Apex Wrestling joining us too as well. They want you guys to come out to one of their wrestling matches and play as well. We just started a Hits Off the Street sports entertainment program with them too as well. So they're bringing music and wrestling together. So if I can get you guys to go to one of their events, we would love to have you guys.
That'd be so much fun. Sure. So down.
All right. You guys heard it here, man. Yo, Pop Chulo, man. You guys heard the guys. They want to be part of it. Let's get them. You already know.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Hits Off the Streets, always making moves. We're out here in Tucson, Arizona. Big shout outs to Samurai Sombrero and to the Mediterranean food cart next to us too as well. Big shout out to Hormiga, who came by too as well. He got a show coming up, the third annual Cinco de Mayo, Friday, May 3rd. I will be hosting a red carpet for all the artists on that day too as well. Fun food, drinks, prizes. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8. Thunder Cannon Brewery, 220 East Broadway Road. Broadway Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona. You guys know where we're going to be at this Cinco de Mayo, man, representing big time. Who knows, dog? You guys might even get a shot. You never know.
Sick.
Yeah,
sick.
We got a lot of events coming to Tucson, too, as well, with Hormiga family, man. They do a lot of great things for the community, always serving the community really well, too, as well. Before you guys even leave, man, we got a couple of gift bags for you guys, too, to take. Tyler Harding has gave these bags for you guys, too, as well. A little gift that we give to all our guests that come on to the program. You know what I mean? Sure, so we take care of you guys big time, in a big time way. So, Springs of Iris, man, what do you guys got to say to the crowd? What do you guys got to say to the people out there listening to you guys? What do you want them to expect when you guys hit the stage, when you get that first riff, when you get the guitar stick and hit it that one time, getting ready to explode and to hear your music? What do you guys want the crowd to feel off of?
Believe the hype.
That's what's up.
It's going to be wild. That's it.
Really, yeah. I mean, there's no really expectation for it, but I mean, there is. I don't really know what to say. It's just like, just when you come to the shows and see us, make sure, it's a guarantee you'll have a good time.
Yes, and if you come to a show, please move. Do not be sitting down or standing around. Yeah. And have fun, dance. There's so much fun.
Hold on to someone.
I mean, even if they don't, I think it's really great to see the crowd.
For sure, for sure.
Some people aren't dancers, but I appreciate them for coming by just because they take time out of the day. They drive the gas, but it's great seeing everyone just like at least having a good time in their own way.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if they don't move that much, but if you can, please do it.
Enjoy the music. Enjoy, you know what I mean? Yeah. Enjoy the band. Enjoy the experience. Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah.
Bring your friends, your girlfriends.
plural.
Plural. Yes.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
La mom y la nana también. I'll take one.
Exactly.
No kid. What do you guys say? What do you guys think, man? What do you guys want the impression of people to have of Springs of Iris when you guys start with your first song?
We promise we deliver.
Yeah, I like that.
We'll try our very best to play at our very best and sound at our very best and just do everything in our very best. Because if somebody takes the time to drive and see us play, then, we gotta return the favor.
Yeah, for sure. The support. You know what I mean? They're out there to support you guys and show you guys some love. So the best thing that you guys can do is put on a good show. And that's one thing that I want you two guys to learn is that every time you guys are wherever you guys are playing, make sure that you guys give 110% every time. You know, put your best show on for everybody. Even if it's 2 people, 5 people, 15 people, 1,000 people, you are there to perform and you are there to showcase your talent, your skills, and your music. Take that into heart because it's amazing what that 3 people that went to see you is going to turn into 15. That 15 word of mouth is going to turn into 2025. And then you guys with your banners, you guys putting yourselves out there like on a podcast, you guys, your social media, you know what I mean? It grows. And if you guys grow as a team and be strong as a team, you guys will be very strong in your careers as musicians too as well. Even if you guys break up or even if you guys tend to go your separate ways, because it happens, you know what I mean? Things happen for a reason, but you guys are here now. And you guys need to take full advantage of it while you guys can and feed off of each other and make the best out of the opportunity that you guys have today.
Yes.
For sure, yeah.
Is there anything else that you guys like to tell to everybody out there on Facebook Live?
Facebook, check out our music. We're about to drop a song. First single off the album we're working on. So yeah, go check it out. Check us out on all social media. It'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
But yeah, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, Spotify. We have 3 weeks, 2 days, and Fun Times with a Rose in Hell so far out. And those are songs that I think Fun Times, we actually mixed it ourselves. Well, Darian did.
Oh, yeah.
He was our engineer for that one.
We produced that whole song.
Yeah. And we're gonna release the first song we're working with Rodrigo on soon, hopefully. But yeah, he's currently mixing and mastering it and just believe the hype.
That's it. Anything you got to say, Nate?
No.
He's like, damn, I need to get the hell out of here. I'm on fire. Yo, we got a very special guest joining us, too, as well. We got their manager and one of my good homies, man, from Nogales, Arizona, joining us, too, as well. Come on in, Flaco, man. What you got to say, kid? Introduce yourself to the world.
All right. So I'll just sit right here. What's up, everybody? First of all, I want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's watching us, man, on live. And a big shout-out to Chris, man. Thank you for the space, man, the platform, you know, the support, bro.
Simón,
much love. La neta, carnal.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty much appreciated. Man, I got to say, bro, like, when my son said, hey, you know, Dad, look, he sent me the first demo. And I was like, is this really you guys? He's like, yeah. I was like, and I knew it. You know when you get that feeling that
–
gut feeling, yeah, that there's something special, bro, la neta. And I keep telling these guys, man, you know, like, you guys don't know how good you really are. And so I decided, you know what, we make a few calls, you know, to old friends, you know, who are now producers, who actually, like, been on tour with me and stuff like that. And they concurred with me, you know, they're like, damn, you're like, yeah, man, there's something here.
Yay.
So we decided to start recording, and we're in the process of almost releasing their first EP, you know, and it's really exciting.
Hell yeah.
Video's going to come right after that, right away.
Hey, what did I say, guys? Yeah, so, I want to be in it. Cameo. You know?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, Chris. But, you know, I'm really proud of these guys, you know, for being the age there. They're really young. They're full of energy. But what really gets me is their writing.
Awesome.
They have really good lyrics, really good music. And they do it all themselves.
Timon.
You know, and their stage presence is amazing. They got a lot of energy. So I know there's something there. I knew it right from the beginning. And so that's when I decided, you know, like, kind of step in, you know, try to, you know, push them in the right direction. You know, and I'm just really proud not to be their manager, you know, but I'm proud and proud to know all their parents as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, Martin Campos, El Manga, this is Papa del Gael. Yeah. You know, we've jammed for a long time. So, you know, big shout out to him. I know Darian's parents, both of them, for a long time. I know Nathan's dad, you know, for a long time. So it's kind of cool to see these guys.
The new generation.
The new generation, you know, keep going at it and going strong.
That's what's up.
You know, and of course, I'm proud of my son, man. I mean, I've, desde que está chiquito, yo le dije, I knew it because he was, could play.
Yeah.
I remember him being 4 years old and I was jamming a Santana song, gets up on the drum set, dude, and just starts jamming it out. And now that I see these guys together, like, there's magic. It's energy. There's something there. So I'm here to, you know, to just push them in the right direction and teach him all I can and push hard.
However, you
know? Just push him hard.
And they got the right person. You guys have the right person leading you guys, man, because he knows his things. He knows his stuff, and he's been around the game for a very long time.
Yeah, man.
Him and his pops, you know what I mean? So you guys have a great tradition, you know, family tradition, and it's living on with your son, which is great to see, dog.
So, yeah, man. And, man, one last thing. I want to give a shout-out to Rodrigo Silva for producing Mario Bolaños from Zona Cero Recording, you know, for, you know, letting us use his recording studio. And, you know, a big shout out to everybody who's been very supportive. There's a lot of people who really support Springs of Iris.
That's so. That's dope.
And about that name, Springs of Iris, I think it kicks ass.
Yeah.
I really do.
There you go.
I think it kicks ass. I think it's really unique.
That's it.
So I love it, man. And we just want to let you know, guys, that soon, single, video, performances, it's all going to be going up. You know, we're going to start blasting that.
Now that we have you on here, dog, I want to ask you something, man.
Yeah.
So what do you see in these guys? What future do you see that they have together as a team and as a band?
Okay, that's a good question because we talk about that. And when I first got together with them, you know, as a manager, when they decided to, yes, you know, to let me manage them, I told them that they needed to be patient. That things don't happen, you know, overnight. And I told him, you know, give it a couple of years. If we do things the right way and be patient, your lives are going to be very different. And honestly, things have been moving faster than I thought.
Awesome.
So that's a really, really good thing.
Congratulations
to
all you guys, you know.
And not only that, they work hard. They really do.
That's the best part about it, work hard.
You know, they're professionals. They when they need to rehearse, they do it, you know. Of course, life happens sometimes, but when they need to get things done, they get things done.
For sure.
And that, I think that's really, really important. and they have all the energy. Todas las ganas del mundo lo traen.
Así es.
So as long as they keep that, you know, that ethic, that hard work ethic, man, they're going to go places that they can only imagine.
Endless possibilities. Yeah. That's what's up.
As long as they keep that work ethic going, man, van a llegar donde ustedes quieran, la verdad. It's really up to you guys. We can only do so much, and I believe you can. I believe in you guys, and I've told you so many times that I believe in you, and I really do. So, ellos saben que cuentan conmigo, bro.
Es todo. That's what's up, dog. It's good to have somebody like you behind them, pushing them too as well. So, kudos to you guys. Kudos to your manager. Kudos to all that you guys do. You guys seem like you guys have the right direction and have opened up the right door. And we on Hits Off the Streets wish you guys the best. You know what I mean? We reached that part of the program that's called Cita de Día, the quote of the day. And we're going to reflect a little bit on it. And the quote of the day is brought to you by Samurai Sombrero. Life takes a meaning when you become motivated. Set goals and charge after them. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, yeah.
I think that is very accurate. Because, I mean, something happened in the summer with our old bass player. Long story. But, I mean, after that, I mean, we're all kind of like in this state of like, we're at like a low point where like I don't know what I want to do. Like I think I was like debating on like kind of like
calling it quits.
Not calling it quits like on music, but just maybe that. Like I don't know. Like
step
just,
away a little like, bit.
Like,
and breathe.
To calm
know?
Down. Yeah. And then like I think after that it was just so sad. Each day I'd wake up and like it was like crap.
Yeah, it was definitely heartbreaking for sure.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Like he's doing his own thing. Que bueno, like we wish him the best for real.
Of course.
And at the end of the day, like we would have never met Nathan if yeah. that didn't happen.
But that's what happens though. You guys gotta understand, the universe works in very mysterious ways where if something is not working out and you guys feel that something is off, that means that we need to either stop, pump the brakes a little bit and reflect a little bit on what we can change to make better decisions or to bring in somebody new or even to say, hey, you know what? It's not working out. So somebody else is going to come in and boom, look at who came in. Nathan has been killing it, right?
Yeah, especially for a guy like already his age, 16.
Hey, como rock star.
He joined when he was 15. That's
yeah,
great.
He was 15.
Yeah,
he was
that's little, crazy. Little kid. When you got done with the quinceañera. Hey. That's what's up, guys. That's what's up. Anybody else on the quote? Anybody else have anything to say with that? Setting goals is really important, guys. Remember, set goals for yourselves and make sure you accomplish them. It's very important.
Yeah, I think goals are always super important, whether you set short-term goals, long-term goals. Exactly. To get you through it, you feel me?
Yeah, most like, definitely.
If you have a goal going, so something to always look forward to.
Exactly. Big time,
something
big time.
Something to work for.
For sure, for sure. Yo, we reached that part of the program. I like to say, famous last words of a fool. What's up, fool? This is the part of the program that I'm going to pass out to Springs Virus. This is your program now. So awesome. Whatever you guys want to say, this is your time to shine. Go ahead. This is Hits Off the Streets brought to you by Springs of Virus. Go ahead, y'all.
Thank you very much for I'm going to thank you for having us, really. Samurai Sombrero, thank you for them as well. Thank you for the people that joined, the people that come to the shows, the people that like our stuff. The people that are always there for Flaco, for our parents, for these guys, for keeping me motivated as well.
Come watch us play live. I promise you, it's so much fun. It's so much fun.
I think we're good.
Shout out to Corbin.
Corbin.
Shout out Corbin.
Pam and Jay.
Pam and Jane.
Pam and Jay. Great friends of ours. They help us a lot.
Amazing content creators.
Hell yeah.
Love them so much.
Yeah, they helped us a lot with promotion and stuff. They're sick. Dope. We love them.
Nice.
All the cool like reels that are on our social media pages is Pam and Jane.
Yeah.
Nice.
For sure.
And it's been crazy with them because like, I mean, like, because we met them like, what was it? It was
met
at
them
the
pretty
studio.
Early on.
It was at the studio. Yeah, I used to work at, yeah.
And they've been there with us like day one. Mm-hmm. And we like.
They're day ones for sure.
Day one. And not just because they wanted to be there with us.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Much love for them.
They believe the hype.
Nate, anything you want to add to that?
No, I'm chilling for now.
How about you, Flaco? Anything you'd like to say to everybody out there that is listening, that is checking us out on Facebook Live? This is your time.
Absolutely, man. You know what? Just watch out for more Springs of Virus on social media. You know, watch it, because we're going to be pretty soon we're going to be releasing that EP, like I said, and the video right after that. But not only that, you know, we're gonna be more active, you know, with dates. We're putting a schedule together of Springs of Virus dates. Hey, we want to post that so that we can keep everybody in touch, so they know where they're gonna be, you know, what time and stuff like. And I just wanna, you know, thank everybody in advance for their support, you know. And if you can make it, I promise you, you will not regret it. These guys are really, really good. I mean, they just keep getting better. So I promise you a good show. You will not regret it. And, you know, in advance, again, thank you to everybody who's going to be supporting us afterwards, you know, who support us now. And you need to get in touch with us. You know, we're on all social medias, even mine. You can find me as Alberto Cortinas on Facebook. Go ahead and just message me, and I will get back to you. I promise I will. I mean, we're here for you guys, you know. We're here to entertain. That's what we're here to do.
Big
perform
time.
And entertain. So
big
thank
time.
You guys.
Big time. Give your final shout outs now that I have you on there, man.
Yeah. Well, shout out to, you know, all you guys as parents, you know, because they're really supportive. You know, I mean, to all your parents, to Rodrigo Silva for producing Mario Bolaño's Zona Zeta recording studio. And to all the fans, because I believe that your Instagram keeps growing and growing and growing, you know. And to everybody, again, Corbin, for being there, for the photographer, Pam and Jane, who've been there since the beginning. You know, I met them a couple of times now, and they do such a great job, you know. And pro bono, man, they started doing stuff for them pro bono. I mean,
awesome.
That's how much they also believe the hype, like they're saying, you know. So the people who really believe, you know, I know these guys are not going to let you down. So thanks again to you, Chris, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
no problem,
the
dog.
Platform, brother.
Hell right. Yeah, dog. Anytime, man. Anytime. Nathan, final shout outs, Doug.
Shout out to my mom and dad for letting me have this opportunity to be with them.
No, you're bro. It's okay.
No, I'm not. I'm just really grateful to be here with these guys, honestly.
That's good, bro. That's good. And you got these guys are going to take care of you. You take care of them. That's awesome, bro. And good luck to you in high school, too. Stay
Thank
in
you.
There. Keep focused, you know what I mean? And reach your potential, kid.
You got to graduate.
Yeah, for sure. That's when you get your contract, dog. Alessandro, final shout-outs, dog.
I don't know. Just shout-out to my mom for believing in me as much as my dad does. Shout-out to my beautiful girlfriend, Bea. She also supports this. And my son, Amadeo. Yeah, I made my dad a grandpa.
It's all right. It's part of the circle of life.
Yeah. Shout out to one of my friends, Jeremy, que descanse en paz. He was really supportive of the band too. So, and shout out to all my friends. Shout out to Justin, Eddie, all my friends, because they believe in me too.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. What you got? What you got, Gael? Give your final shout outs, kid.
I'm gonna make it quick and short. I mean, my family, my friends, all those guys. You know, they know who they are. Much love to them, really. Shout out to everyone that's getting involved with us. This has been great. Hopefully I get better at this stuff soon.
You're gonna need to go on to the radio.
I know, but yeah, I've been Guy, and I'm give it to Darian.
Darian, give your final shout outs, kid.
Shout out to all the venues in Tucson that booked us. They're super awesome. Shout out Groundwork, shout out House of Bards. Yeah. Shout out Corbin. Shout out Pem and Jay. All their support system. Our parents are so dope. They help us out. Yeah. Shout out these fools for sticking in a band with me.
Oh, I think that's about it, really. Yeah.
One more time. Tell them where they can find you guys.
Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Springs of Virus.
Springs of Virus on all social media and streaming platforms.
Check it out, baby.
Yes.
Famous last words of a fool brought to you by your boy, El Profe, Streets of Professor. I want to go ahead and thank Samurai Sombrero for hosting us today. And also, I want to give a big, huge shout out to the Spring of Iris band. They actually wrote a song yesterday and performed it and gave us an exclusive today. So check them out on my Facebook Live. I'm going to be sharing that with everybody too as well. Big shout out to everybody that has joined us, that has commented. Thank you very much. Thank you for you guys' time, man. Big shout-outs to Tucson, Arizona, too, for hosting us in a major way. And I want to give a big, huge shout-out to my motivators, man. My mom, my dad, Marta, Mariano, and also to my kids, Valerie, Victoria, and Amani, man. I love you guys big time. This is your boy, El Profe, Streets the Professor, hits off the streets. You guys already know how we do. And with that, everybody say adios, goodbye.
Adios.
Bye.
Later.
Believe the hype.
Goodbye.
Believe the hype.
Adios.